even very enlightened parents can sometimes overlook things, aspects of competence and adult roles in their handicapped children. A very prominent parent leader, very adaptive in many respects, one day was asked by a young adult friend of her young adult's severely cerebral palsied son, "Oh, Mrs. So-and-so, how old is your son now?" He knew very well how old he was. Well, her son was 21 or something years old, and he says, "Why is your son not registered to vote?" Well, what had happened is that the 21st birthday in those days had come and gone, and it just hadn't rung a bell with the mother that her son was now legally of age and could have registered and voted and what have you. It took a peer, a friend, an advocate to bring that problem to attention in a competent family, in a supportive family, mind you. See, so even a competent, supportive family may not always be enough.